Jesus taught his disciples to pray with expectation that their prayers would be heard and answered by his Father. Learn how your words have authority as Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston teach us about the prayer of faith next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and welcome to Prayer Recurrent Training. Praise God. Amen. Father, we thank you today for this broadcast, and we're asking you, sir, by the words of Jesus, sir, teach us to pray. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Bill, welcome, sir. Praise the Lord. That's so exciting yesterday. God desires grace. Let me put it this way. Grace. What is grace? God's overwhelming desire to treat us as though sin never happened. Grace has great desire and has put himself in a position to be obligated to answer every prayer if it's prayed according to the system. He's laid it out to where it works. This is the way it works. He's not trying to keep you out. He's trying to get you in.
Because it says the promises of God are yea and amen.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying
every time.
Every time. I'm telling you. He's trying to get this thing to us here.
You know, Bill, I was preaching just a few days ago, World Harvest Church in Marietta, California, and Nancy Dufresne, pastor there. And I heard the Lord say this before one of the services one night. I was receiving the offering that night. And the Lord was saying, he said, look, I'm not trying to get you money. I'm trying to get money to you. And I thought, that's the devil's line. Those preachers are trying to get you money.
That's right.
No, that's not what this is about.
Yeah, see.
This is not about God holding out on you. He's trying to get
it to you.
Mm. It's the devil that's holding out on you.
But he's got a system by which we have to comply with.
Yeah, we're blessed with it, and the devil is bound to it. He can't get out of it. Such a reason he tries to yank it around, make it look like something else. Oh, get us in here, Bill.
Woo, woo, woo. See, now, okay, let's know. That first Luke chapter 11, this is where as Jesus was praying, certain disciples, they came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Now, they must have seen action from that prayer. They must have seen something happen as a result of him praying. Now understand, when they first started out, they didn't see that. But now they've gotten more mature with him.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, wait a minute, this thing is happening here because of something else. This is just not happening. There's something going on here.
Boy, you just triggered something in my spirit. Hey. They began to realize that he was teaching them that they could get the same results he was getting if they just learned how to do it the way he did it.
That's good.
Oh.
Yep. See, that. Now, if you look back, and I've heard you teach on this before in Luke chapter 9, and this is a situation where it says here, let's go 9 and verse 51, and it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. He sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and burn them up, as Elias did? And he turned and rebuked them. He said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Now, this is interesting because I look at prayer as a track and a locomotive, that if I want the power to go, I've got to lay the track first. And if that track, wherever it's laid, is where the power is going to go. And God made that so when he set up with Adam, he said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and everything it could. So now he's given Adam the authority in the earth. Mm-hmm. And so now for God to get involved with that, he needs Adam's participation and he needs his permission so he can go where the power needs to go. And so I'm just saying here that Jesus here in this case, he has not prayed for this place. He has prayed for his passion. He had prayed for Jerusalem. And when they came and didn't see all the people come out like they normally would do, then they want to call fire down. He said, no, you don't understand.
Yeah, you don't need to be thinking of doing that.
You don't need to do that. You got to understand that if we want action in this village, it's got to be prayed for. And I'm telling you, I saw he set his face for Jerusalem, not for that village.
Now, you know, that's really interesting, Bill. Their first thought, their first logic, their first idea was wrong.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know what I need to do. I need to be praying. No. You don't need to be doing that. You need to be inquiring of the Lord.
My goodness.
I went to the Lord one time. Some things had taken place, and we were just beginning in radio and all of that, and for several years gone there, but I've still, once the thing was growing rapidly, and it went from thousands to millions in a hurry, and anyway, we got out of phase on some things, and I went to the Lord, and here's what, I informed God of this, see. I said, I need $1 million here. Well, their first idea was, we need to burn this town down. Well, it wasn't right.
See,
he said, that's the wrong spirit. Well, I prayed. I didn't get that prayer from the devil, but I got it from poverty mentality, because all I saw was the money.
Right, see.
I didn't need $1 million,
see,
I found out.
See.
But I did have sense enough to stop and listen. And the word of the Lord came right in here. He said, you don't need $1 million. I said out loud, you could have fooled me. I thought I did. I'm $1 million behind here. He said, no. You have a spiritual problem in your ministry, which the fast interpretation is disobedience.
Yes, sir.
Not from them,
yes,
from
sir.
Me. And he said, you got a spiritual problem in your ministry. He said, I could give you $1 million today. And he said, the same thing, you'd be behind before long because the same thing got you there now would get you there again. I went to the Lord again another time on a deal, and I said, I'm going to sell off property here and pay off this thing. I'm under pressure here. He said, what you going to sell next month? Now, you better get in there and find out what. My spiritual father, Oral Roberts, told me this, Bill. Listen to this carefully. He said, Kenneth, anytime things bottleneck, he said, there is always a key issue to every problem. So we're back to prayer failure.
But
the devil will hide it if he can.
That's what he does.
But he said, if you'll come to the Lord in faith, the Lord will uncover it for you. And he said, it usually not big, huge corrections. You just need to repent over that. You need to change this right here. And he said, the moment you do,
that's that way of escape.
Yes, sir. It comes right to pass. Well, they began to realize, hey,
this is a spiritual operation. See, they finally were catching hold of that. And people even in ministry today haven't caught a hold of that.
But even if it did, you let it slip.
Yeah.
And that's the reason you need to go back over it. Go back over it. Get back in there.
That is exactly right. Well, I'm telling you, that example was good there. You got a problem that if you get some money today, you're going to have the same problem next month.
Yeah, because it don't fix anything. Money's not the answer to it.
Not the answer.
I inquired of the Lord. He instructed me what the answer was, taught me better, and corrected it. And he had told me something to do some years before, and I intended to do it, but I let it slip, and I didn't take care of it. And I look back on it, and I could see where he was trying to. If I'd listen, God's always trying to bump you back on track, trying to get you back in line with his plan. And you start making your own plans, and you go drifting off out of here. You think you got problems, but you don't. It's God trying to. He's trying to get you back over there on the plan. If you just hush and listen. And say, Lord, I'm yours to command here. What I need to be doing here? Well, your flesh don't like to be corrected.
It does not.
But your flesh don't like to be sick either. And you don't like to be broke. Amen.
But you know, it's interesting how we get in those situations. And God, through his mercy and his grace, he teaches us again and again. And brings us right on back on course. And even in the loss, I tell people all the time, you just get back over in faith that God will restore things. He'll bring you back to where you were. He'll so forth. And this prayer works by faith. This is a faith operation.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that be the case, then faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I mean, this is something that goes beyond the physical side. So the spiritual side needs to be done first before the physical side is done. And a lot of times without prayer, people are trying to do something physical, and they haven't done what they need to do in the spirit yet. And so now the enemy is in there, and he got us yanking and so on. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been there. That's why I taught on this right here.
Well, anybody that's ever been serious about the prayer life, Bill, they've been there.
Goodness.
Gloria made this statement years ago. She said, don't ever discount. And now, help me, Lord. She based it on the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. Thank you, sir. Don't ever discount a delay.
My goodness.
Stop and see.
Yes.
Stop and check.
What is that?
Don't ever get frustrated and pressed trying to fix that and everything. You may be walking into a trap. When you get delayed, you get detoured, you get things not flowing right, they canceled your flight and all that, just relax. Listen to the Lord. And I've known people that happened to, that the airplane crashed. Now, it ain't always that bad. You may not ever know until you get to heaven and find out. But you weren't there when the devil pulled off what he planned. So how many times do you suppose that's happened, Bill?
See, so after you prayed, you've got to trust God.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you've got to trust Him.
My daddy prayed. I got my daddy on my heart and mind. He prayed one time. He said, I prayed about the trip he was about to take. And he went, you know, he asked for his protection and so forth. And he got stopped by highway patrol, and he got a pretty sizable ticket. He went back to the Lord. He said, Lord, I prayed over that trip. Now, I intended for you to protect me and so forth. And here I got this $100 ticket. And the Lord said, that's what I was doing.
Wow.
I was protecting you.
My
daddy said, yes, sir.
See, but that was an answer.
Oh, yeah. See, God was, God answered him, and because he was, once you step beyond the law,
gotcha.
You're out in a yeah. an area yeah. where you ain't got no business being yeah. there. And you step out beyond the laws of God, you violate the law of love, you violate the law of faith, you step out beyond the laws of the land.
Isn't that something?
And speed limit's 70, and you're driving 80, 90. You're out there where you limit God's
ability.
His involvement.
Okay, involvement.
Yeah. Or let me say it this way. Mm. You've given Satan a shot at you he didn't have coming. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a right to get at you until you didn't pay no attention to the law, violated it, and in the devil's eyes, you're a criminal.
And that's
you're working for him.
That's the same in the spirit, isn't it?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Now, let's go look at this. This is Luke chapter 11 again. The Lord teaches us to pray. So, let's go to verse 2. And he says this, and he said unto them, when you pray, say. Now, let's just stop right there, Brother Copeland, because sometimes we think about a silent prayer. And I understand that. I understand people feel that somehow God could hear them. He knows their heart and so forth. But I think what we're bringing out here is that words have the authority.
Yes, they do.
In the earth. And you can't go around that. You have to say something. Words have authority. And and for you to get God to move with that authority, then you have to say something.
That don't mean you don't have dialogue with
right.
God.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. In here.
Yep. Oh, I do all the time.
I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. And discuss this with him.
Right.
And there's times he didn't say you had to shout it.
Mm.
There are times that I've spoken it very, very quietly and very, very softly. Maybe because of my surroundings or whatever. But if I'm in a situation where I can't say it,
yeah.
I settle it with the Lord. Consider this said, because when I get out of here, I'm going to say it.
You know? Get it on credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Your point here is it's the spoken word that carries the power and authority.
Yeah. That's my point. That's my point exactly. And I don't think some people know that.
You can't fight thoughts with thoughts.
No, not at all.
Thoughts yield to words.
Not at all. Not at all. Even when you're resisting the devil.
Especially when you're resisting.
My goodness.
Yeah.
But here he says, say, and if you drop down to verse 9, now we're going to cover that, but let's at verse 9 in essence of time. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks, receiveth. Now, I'd like anybody listening to underline that in their Bible, highlight it, whatever you want to do, and meditate that scripture.
Everyone.
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 Ah, goodness. Meditate that right there.
Mm.
Now, what that does is starts to take away the unbelief that we've had about whether God heard us, so forth and so on. And it brings us back over in line with the fact that we can expect God's answer.
Yes, sir.
We can expect God, and He's a supernatural God, and we have a right to expect the supernatural to go on in our lives. We just asked something here that was impossible in the natural.
Praise God.
But I've found out whatever seems impossible is a deception. I'm telling you, with God, all things are possible. So right there, I need to get back into this thing and ask according to His will. And if I ask according to His will, He hears me. Now, everyone that asks, receives. Now, once I know that He heard me, well, how do I know He heard me? According to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 15, this is a confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petition that we desired of him.
We have
so now I just gotta walk this out. Yeah. I gotta
You laid the track, now yes, you gotta put the train on it.
Yes,
and go.
Yes, sir.
And James chapter 1.
Yep.
I like it when I see words like this. Verse 4. Uh-huh. Let patience have her perfect work.
Okay, good.
That you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now that's the will of God.
It is, isn't it?
And it's the will of God. He don't want me wanting anything. Oh, that's the will of God. If any of you lack wisdom,
let him ask of God.
Let him ask of God. There you're back to asking. He giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. He that wavers like a wave of the wind, let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. So here we have the faith element in it. You just described it.
It's got to be there.
See, we found out here, we found out here, any man, the wisdom is available to any man. Mm-hmm. Having patience is available to any man. Being matured and entire, wanting nothing, is available to any man. But you got to ask him in faith. Okay, I ask according to this. Ask. Now, ask and you shall receive. So what's left? Ask, take that.
Well, let's go back to what we said yesterday here in John chapter 11. And this is Jesus now again in verse 41. He said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me.
There it is.
And I know that you hear me always.
You always hear me. If you use this same system, he always hears you.
And all you got to know is, did he hear me? Well, if
then we know.
You know, my goodness.
Now, boy, you just touched on something. We can mention it here because we're out of time, but this becomes a part of the aftermath of prayer and the format of faith. I wonder why this ain't working. I wonder why this, who said it wouldn't? You did. The devil slipped that in there, and you start saying, I wonder why this ain't working.
The doubt came in there.
You got to get back to everyone that asked, receive. Wonder will rob you of your faith.
Exactly.
So you really have to, I'm not wondering about this. As far as I'm concerned, Father, as far as I'm concerned, it's done. Now, if you have something else to say about this, teach me about this, fine. But I'm not saying anything but what I heard you say, and that's the end of it. Symptoms don't mean nothing to me.
Right.
I'm saying this.
That's it.
We're out of time. One of these days, that message on authority over time.
We're going to take that thing.
Yeah, we'll be back in just a moment.
For God so loved the world that he gave and he gave and he gave. That is the message the Bible brings us from beginning to end. The story of Abram is a perfect example. He wasn't accustomed to the idea of a God who gives. After all, he's grown up as a worshiper of the moon, and the moon had certainly never seemed interested in doing anything for him. Then he encountered El Shaddai, and the first thing El Shaddai wanted to do for him was give. Get a revelation of God's love for you by meditating on the covenant he's made with you. You'll never again have to doubt his promises once you believe in his love.
Have you ever prayed and wondered if God heard you? How do you take hold of his promises and make them a reality in your life? The Unlimited Potential Package, two teaching series by Bill Winston, The Power of Prayer and Praise, and Taking Ownership Volume 2 will help you break through and get results. Build a solid foundation of prayer in your life. Learn how faith makes prayer work. Find out why love is the key to receiving from God. Discover how to seek God for answers and pray effectively. Believe you receive as you declare God's word with authority. Reach new levels of faith and take the next step towards living in your God-given privileges. Assume your rightful place in God and realize your unlimited kingdom potential. Be kingdom-minded. Take ownership. and bring heaven to earth. Get results in your prayer life that'll change your world. Order the Unlimited Potential Package today for only $34.99 and enjoy a savings of 28%. Go to kcm.org/TV special, call our toll-free number, or write to us today. This package contains two teaching series by Bill Winston that will open your understanding of God's Word. Discover how praise will draw you into the very throne room of God. For an additional 10% off, order the Unlimited Potential Package online.
Before we leave the air today, let me encourage you to order the Unlimited Potential Package, two teaching series by Brother Bill Winston on the power of prayer and praise and taking ownership. Now, this vital information, of course, what we're talking about here, the same thing is in here, only in full detail. See where the time limitation that we have, we can do here is just introduce it to you, really. But you can study it and gain a lot out of it, but you get this then, and you go on with it and study it in depth. So these are very, very, very important. Praise God. Now then, learning how to use the Word of God skillfully is Hebrews chapter 5, where we become skillful in the word of righteousness. So that's the reason for these things. And so do whatever you need to do. Get online or whatever is necessary and get a hold of these right now. Don't put it off. Do it today. The Word of God is a great daily guide to victory. So get in the daily devotional, Faith to Faith, kcm.org. If you've got a paper copy of it, do it every day. It's available in English, Spanish, French, German. Father, we pray over this radio and television audience all over the world. And we thank you for the Word working in their lives. It's the Father that dwelleth within us. He does the works. Build your faith. Grow spiritually this year. This, the Lord said, will be known as the year of victory over death. That's a revelation that's been released. And living in manifested love. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, this is Kenneth and Bill reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.